Mooney is 6 years old and the ringleader of her little gang of pals, who mostly consist of Scooty and Jancy and sometimes Dicky. They do a lot of things that six-year-olds do, and they do a lot of things six-year-olds don't do and shouldn't do. For fun, they go up in the balcony of the neighboring motel and spit on somebody's car. They turn off the power to the motel. They run into an abandoned condo and start a fire. And they scam tourists for ice cream with lines like, "The doctor says we have asthma and we have to have ice cream right away." Mooney and her pals live in the Magic Castle, which is an extended stay motel in Florida, not to be confused with Disney's Magic Kingdom. $38 a night is what Mooney's single mom, an unemployed stripper, pays for their room. Mooney and her mom and those other kids live in a parallel universe to most of us. They are the almost homeless. You can meet them in the movie The Florida Project, and they will steal your heart and then break it for you. Watching that movie reminded me again that there are worlds I know nothing about, worlds that exist in this kind of parallel universe right under my nose. If you sit in the food court at the Portage Place Mall, you can glimpse a whole bunch of those worlds. Office workers, refugees and newcomers, indigenous people, and everybody's eating together and yet apart. Stand in line at the post office in that same mall, and many people in that line are sending money home. And home is another country, another world. There are worlds that I rub up against, but really don't know much about, and don't know in any real or meaningful way. And so it is for Pilate in today's gospel story. Pilate is a Roman, and Israel is under Roman occupation. Pilate moves in a different world than the people under the occupation. And even though he has the power, he does not know anything about those he has power over. I imagine him kind of rolling his eyes as he has to trot back and forth between the collaborator Jewish leaders, who won't come inside Pilate's own headquarters so they won't be defiled, and his own HQ star chamber where he's busy questioning Jesus. He goes back and forth several times, as we saw enacted. He asks Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And in that question, worlds collide. Pilate is just looking to confirm the charges that the collaborators have brought, that Jesus is a presumed king to rival Caesar, the emperor. So Pilate asked Jesus the obvious question, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And worlds collide. Pilate asks about apples, and Jesus answers about oranges. Pilate asks about power. Jesus answers vulnerability. Pilate asks about uprisings. Jesus answers nonviolence. Jesus is not the Sun King, but the Un-King, unleashing the power of love. The kingdom of Jesus will not be established with violence. Jesus knows that the master's tools cannot dismantle the master's house. Jesus' kingdom brings peacemaking instead of warmongering, liberation instead of exploitation, mercy instead of vengeance, and care for the vulnerable instead of privilege for the powerful. Jesus brings a new world, a world that exists right under Pilate's nose, and yet a world Pilate cannot fathom and cannot even imagine exists. But Jesus, the unking, knows this world, this alternate universe, this kingdom, or we might even say kingdom of God. Jesus knows this kingdom exists, and not only exists, but is real for those who have eyes to see. Arundhati Roy puts it this way. She says, our strategy should be not only to confront empire, but to lay siege to it, to deprive it of oxygen, to shame it, to mock it with our art, our music, our literature, our stubbornness, our joy, our brilliance, our sheer restlessness, and our ability to tell our own stories, stories that are different from the ones we're being brainwashed to believe. She says the corporate revolution will collapse if we refuse to buy what they are selling, their ideas, their version of history, their wars, their weapons, their notion of inevitability. Remember this, we be many and they be few. They need us more than we need them. And then perhaps her most quotable quote, another world is not only possible, she is on her way. On a quiet day, I can hear her breathing. Arundhati Roy. Other worlds are all around us if we have eyes to see and ears to hear them breathing. Amen.